This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A Northeast Ohio musician has started a new career as an audiologist for the music industry, and she's one of just a handful of people in the country in her field. For this week's Shuffle, WKSU contributor Brittany Nader talked with Heather Malyuk of Soundcheck Audiology.
Malyuk owns and operates her business out of a compact, rectangular carrying case. She's based in Streetsboro but travels to her clients, ranging from full orchestras to rock bands. She brings the tools, equipment, and materials to create custom molds of each musician's ear out of silicone that are then turned into in-ear monitors or custom earplugs. She also brings along educational resources and emphasizes that learning proper ear care is the most important thing. Heather, what is the wellness that you recommend for your clients and the people you work with?
It depends. It can vary from person to person. At the minimum, I usually recommend for actively working musicians an annual hearing test. I like to do fit checks of their hearing protection to make sure they're fitting them properly and that they're getting the protection they need. It's difficult because there is a lot of misinformation. Mm-hmm. So typically a musician simply view the audiologist as sort of a putty stuffer for a piece of ear gear, mm-hmm. Whether it's in-ear monitors or earplugs. And you can shove putty into it, but if you don't know how to take care of it, it's something totally different.
Will you show me a little bit of what you do and how it works?
Sure. Do you want to have an ear impression done?
Okay. Pretend like I'm a famous rock musician.
So I'm going to look in your ear first. And okay. When I'm looking in your ear, I can see your ear canal.
Okay.
And I can see all the way down to your eardrum. And I can see the first bone in your middle ear called your malleus. And it looks great.
Oh,
looks
good.
Nice and healthy. So I'm turning the light on, and I have, this is called an otoblock.
Okay.
And it's really just a piece of foam.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of this is to go into your ear and protect your eardrum from the silicone.
Okay.
So this silicone is a two-part. It's a base and a catalyst. And what they do is a phosphorus bonding when they're mixed together, and then fill their ear up with this material. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
This will feel like a little bit of pressure.
Okay.
Now, a really important part of the process here for a musician is moving your jaw, opening your mouth, smiling, moving around.
I'm playing a Beyonce song in my head, pretending I'm singing along to it. How long does it have to stay in there?
Usually a couple of minutes.
Okay. I can feel it getting more, like, solid.
Yep. All right, so I'm going to take this out.
That's so crazy. It looks like you chewed bubble gum and spit it out.
But that's what your ear looks like.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So this is what's sent to the manufacturer, but it all starts here. All starts with an ear impression.
What is it like to be one of the few people in the country to be doing this?
It's exciting and it's difficult. And it's exciting because I think it's going to be changing. So I think there will end up being a lot more of us. There are actually quite a few musicians becoming audiologists now. And the reason I'm excited about that is because, number one, the music industry is huge. It's not just the pro touring rock bands. It's your local weekend warriors. It's your local music educators, your unions, your theater musicians, et cetera, stage techs, audio engineers. I mean, it's just endless. And we need more people to help them.
Is the attitude toward hearing wellness changing?
It is changing. And what's interesting with me working so often within the rock industry and then within the classical industry and seeing the differences, the rock musicians are more willing to talk about hearing. The classical world is not ready yet. There's a different level of perfection there. And they're often far more injured than the rock musicians. They have more hours of exposure. So they are exposed to a lot more sound. I have musicians who sit down with me and say, I've seen two different audiologists. I've had my hearing tested. They can't help me. They tell me that this is a side effect of working in the music industry and that my hearing's fine. And I sit down and say, well, you're not fine. Obviously, you're struggling. And let's get you to a safer position where you can work. I would imagine almost every listener listening to this has been to a concert and perhaps not known how to properly protect themselves. I would ask, you know, the listeners listening, how many of you have had a hearing test in the past year? There truly aren't really that many audiologists for the population. And then when you look into specifics like music, it's exciting. I've taken a lot of students. I've taught a lot of people how to do what I do. And I, in turn, learned from someone how to do this. Mm-hmm. And so it's growing.
Heather, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
That's Heather Malyuk with Soundcheck Audiology. You can find links and more at WKSU.org. I'm Brittany Nader, 89.7 WKSU.
Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. Here at Thursdays on Morning Edition.